Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the eighth recording of the explanation of Wazifa. This will start on page 291 and will actually just be one phrase which takes up two pages of explanation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Din Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. صلاة تليق بك منك إلهي صلاة Taliku bika minhu minka ilahi. Bless him a blessing worthy of you to him. Bless him a blessing worthy of you to him. There's a footnote with this. That was the translation. Salatan taliku bika minka ilahi. Make al-fana in the Prophet, then he can help you and he can take your hand to know him in the prayer. When you pray in his garden and make al-fana in him, then every moment you come to be him. Then Allah sends prayers and peace for you because you send prayers and peace for the Prophet, alayhi salam, by following everything. Sidi writes, his words befitting him mean that which befits him of your honor and your beneficence from you to him, reaching from you because only you know of his worthiness and no one except you knows his value and truth. It is not in the hands of anyone of your creation to be the intercessor for him when he himself, the Prophet, is the intercessor. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. He's the great intercessor. If a mediator for him were needed in order for the sequence and stages of the order to be revealed in their existence and sustenance, then how could he, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, be the intercessor of all the intercessors and prophets? May peace and blessings be upon them all. Know, my beloved, that the blessings regarding Allah, exalted is He, and glorified upon His Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, are from the quality, the blessing, rooted firmly in His essence, in a form befitting Allah's glory and sublimity. This is an order that cannot be known either by the intellect or by the inside knowledge of the heart, for this quality exists. But as for all existing things, the pronouncing of the blessing and the mentioning of his name, the reality can be perceived in all existing things, according to each one's existence, which Allah, praised and exalted as he, has given to it. As for the essence of the reality, it is one. Our blessings upon the Prophet are words coming from our tongues, asking and beseeching Allah in the measure of what He makes known to us about the glorification of the Prophet. Allah's blessing, glorified and exalted is He, upon His Prophet. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon Him, is not like ours. It is beyond anything that can be known by the intellect. It cannot be explained in any way, but we say, He sends blessings upon his prophet. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. It is not possible to ask how he sends his blessings. Regarding this, do you not see the prostration of all existing things to Allah? They all prostrate to him. But the prostration of the human being, which is familiar to us, is not the same as that of inanimate things such as stones and minerals, nor is it the same as that of the animals and trees, because they also have a prostration which befits their state. However, all of these prostrations except that of the human being are of the same nature. As for the blessings of the angels which they send to the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. And their devotions, they are of the same nature as those of the human being. Know that in sending blessings, the person asks Allah, exalted is He, to make the Prophet known to him in the ranks of his hidden states. But as to the reaching to the knowledge of his soul or the reality of his intellect, his heart, or his self, no one can realize this except the great prophets and messengers, al-Kutub, the real knowers, and those of the perfect ones who are like them. This refers to the essence of his reality, and peace and blessings be upon him. For the person who reaches the station of the Prophet's intellect, peace and blessings be upon him, his outer and inner state will be in accordance with that station. At the same time, the inside and outside knowledge of the intellect is not the same as the knowledge of the station of the Prophet's soul. Likewise, for the knower who reaches the station of the Prophet's heart, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. That person's knowledge is in accordance with that station, and it is below the station of his intellect, both in its inside and outside knowledge. And whoever reaches the station of his self, an-nafs, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And that person's inside and outside knowledge is in accordance with this station. And they are below the knowledge of the station of the heart. Regarding the station of his secret, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. There is no hope in the presence of anyone knowing it, because the difference between the stations of his secret and that of his soul, intellect, heart, and self, An-nasut, the complete nafs, is at the station of his secret, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is the Muhammadan reality, which is the pure descent of divine light. It is impossible for the intellect or the consciousness of the created being, even of the special ones, to know and to understand if he is in his presence. But if he destroys everything, then he can reach it. This is the meaning of his secret. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Then this Muhammadan reality put on garments of divine light and veiled itself with them from existence and was called soul. Then it descended and veiled itself with other garments of divine light and was called intellect. And then it descended with other garments of divine light and veiled itself and was called heart. Then it descended and veiled itself with other garments of divine light and was called the self. Know, and may Allah protect you, that when He, glory be to Him, and exalted is He, created the Muhammadan reality, He put into it for His creation all that He had set out from the abundance of the inside and the outside knowledge, the secrets, the lights, the truths, and all their decrees and necessities. And Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, ascends and continues as the witnessing of our divine completion, which cannot be reached by anyone save him. This completion never passes away throughout all eternity. That brings us to the bottom of page 292, where we'll start the next recording. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.